This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and well, we open up the phone lines for you to be able to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you,
Johnny Ray,
and Chris.
Free Talk Live, and this evening, Chris, when I first saw this story, it didn't really mean much to me, but then you came in and you began to explain it, and I think it bears mentioning that you worked in the intelligence apparatus of the U.S. military at one point.
Let's just say communications, but okay. Yeah. So I know a little lingo enough to get me in trouble. I won't profess that I was privy with top secret information or anything like that.
You didn't have a top secret clearance?
I cannot answer that, Mark.
Oh, you can't answer that question? Okay.
But I did find this story kind of interesting, and based on the source, which is really kind of one of those alt media type websites, I was pretty skeptical of it, and I've seen it on like Red Flag News and Before It's News, which are a couple sites that sometimes have things that are interesting, but I always really check them out. So that's what I did with this one. The headline is happening right now, FAA warns pilots, no flying in parts of Montana on Saturday, rocket launches.
And now, does that mean that rednecks will, on Saturdays, just shoot off bottle rockets? What does that mean?
Well, one would think that. Maybe that was a possibility,
but I
doubted the FAA keeps track of fireworks purchases, okay, and tries to associate that with redneck activity on the weekends. But in this case, the Federal Aviation Administration has issued a notice to airmen, or a NOTAM, restricting aircraft from certain parts of Montana on Saturday due to rocket launch activity. And it goes on to say, the only rockets in Montana are nuclear missiles. I don't believe that's exactly true.
Okay.
So there are a couple military bases in Montana. Malmstrom Air Force Base is a big one. And Malmstrom Air Force Base houses the 341st wing of one of the strategic launch commands, the folks that do fire off the ICBMs if it ever came to that, and that's what they control. Around any large military base like that, I'm sure they have other launch facilities or other rockets. They may have air defense rockets in case they were attacked and things like that, but there isn't really much of note there that would be going off. There's no missile test range near there in Montana where they're talking about. There's no NASA test launch pads, or no private industry that's doing rocket launches or anything like that. So it just kind of struck me as being very, very strange. That,
yeah, I'm hoping they're not testing ICBMs, right?
Yeah.
You know, I would hope that the test of ICBMs is really just, hey, you know, this is imaginary, this is a virtual test, you know, those sorts of things, and big rockets don't go flying off. But I suppose they would have to at some point to test them. The other thing that I would be thinking is that they'd be sort of flying some kind of drone up there and try to hit it with their surface-to-air missiles. But I wouldn't want, if I had property in Montana, I would hope that the pieces of metal that come from this, you know, collision between an expensive rocket and maybe an old airframe wouldn't land at
my outhouse while I'm in it.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
And the U.S. has other areas that they do use for missile testing, and we have done Star Wars testing, and, you know, we've got White Sands Missile Base, and we've got other bases around the country that are used for these sort of testing, or they go out in the middle of the Pacific and they fire them off there, where it's very unlikely that a foreign power would see that as a threatening action. And to your point, well announced, you know, through diplomatic channels, yes, we're doing this. And maybe that's the case with this, but I haven't heard any news that anything actually came out. So notice to airmen is what you send, the FAA puts out when there's a hazard in the area. And a notice to airmen can be because a volcano is active. you know, and it could be spewing lots of volcanic ash up in the air, interfere with aircraft and things like that. But I just thought it was very odd that this popped up. And like I said, the area that they're referring to is pretty much filled with ICBMs, and that's it. So is this a little American saber rattling? I don't know.
Well, what would they be? At whom would the saber be rattled?
I think Russia may be high on that list. I agree with you, Johnny Ray.
Is the idea, hey, Russia, look, we can test our ICBMs? Is that the idea?
I don't know. You know, I haven't heard anything that says we actually launched. It was just a warning saying that be aware in this area, and nobody's allowed to travel through this area. Okay. So it's a very strange story.
Yeah, I mean, I can see doing maneuvers on somebody's border as threatening, but I wonder, you know, well within your own borders, you're running some kind of test that you're not. At this point, we're not even entirely clear what that test is of. I don't know. I mean, obviously Russia is going to be tuned in on this.
Well, I will say that if you were to fire off any kind of a missile in Montana. Let's rephrase that. Intercontinental ballistic missiles. Montana is so high in latitude. That's your global shot at Russia, and that's where our missiles would be flying. They don't go to the right, and they don't go all the way around the circumference of the world and cross Europe and anything like that. We shoot right over the top, and they would do the same thing if they were striking us. It's the shortest distance between two points on a spear. So anything, I mean, those are, now you're talking less than, you know, maybe 30 minutes of flight time.
Things are trucking then.
Oh, they book. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking, they're.
It's like a quarter of the globe to rockets. Do in 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the 341st has.
We should mention that an ICBM is the kind of missile that carries nuclear warheads, the big nuclear warheads.
Yes.
I don't know if we've mentioned that up to this point.
I don't think so.
Might have assumed that everybody listening would know that, but I mean, when I was younger, we heard the term ICBM a lot.
Right.
But I don't think young people hear that term very often. These things are still highly functional.
You bet. And what's and a little bit about these ICBMs and what the 341st has is they have the Minuteman III rocket. So, kids, picture a big rocket, and up on top is a cone. And inside of that cone is not a nuclear bomb, but it's several nuclear bombs. And the idea is it goes up, and once it reaches its highest point, its apogee, then the cone pops apart and various nuclear bombs fall down and hit several targets. So it's a...
You need to hit more than one city at once.
Right. The idea is to overwhelm any defenses that the enemy may have. These things got to make Russia nervous. And theirs pointed at us certainly make me nervous. They have the same thing.
So presidential candidate, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein last week was... Sort of, there's some video of her coming out and saying essentially that, hey, if you're afraid of a nuclear war, it's Hillary Clinton that you should be more afraid of than Donald Trump. Not to say, you know, she basically wasn't saying that she's, you know, delighted by Donald Trump or anything like that.
Right.
But she was saying that, I mean, it's Clinton's policies that are most hawkish against Russia. And she really does seem to have a bee in her bonnet about Russia. I mean, everything that's going on with these DNC hacks, this is Donald Trump working with Russia to blow up my campaign. You know, well, maybe if you hadn't sent all those emails that said all those things and all your other people, you know, saying this stuff. Now the claim is that it's a claim. I haven't dug into it very deeply is that Bernie Sanders was paid off to get out of the race. So...
I think it's a pretext. The stories about the Russians hacking the election process, in case Trump wins, they're going to be able to, the nefarious they, are going to say, no, the Russians put Trump in, and we're not going to honor this election, and we're going to have our war candidate, Hillary, take the office.
Or maybe we just keep who's in there until we get this whole thing sorted out.
Or that. Speaking of the Russians, did you two gentlemen hear, I just saw the headline maybe an hour ago, CIA is reportedly preparing for a major cyber attack against Russia.
I did see that.
So they're announcing it in advance. It's strange, very strange.
Yeah, why would an intelligence.
They're announcing a clandestine attack.
I haven't even heard anything out of the CIA, which worries me, mind you.
Yeah.
And they're announcing a clandestine cyber attack. It's weird stuff. It's a strange election cycle. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mark,
Jenny Ray,
and Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about what appears to be some saber rattling by the United States government against Russia. And I guess that this is such a strange election season, I kind of believe it. I mean, you know, it's beginning to look like that. I mean, this president instituted Obamacare, and really not much has happened since then because it's been a sort of a hung jury in Congress. And, well, yes. Maybe he's feeling like he needs to help his buddy get in. I don't know. But I can tell you the health care is all messed up right now in the United States, and that we need a health care system that focuses on health and not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And that, frankly, it incentivizes illness instead of health. Well, there's a free market health care company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. You don't have to get that, by the way, that proactive health assessment daily. But you can if you need it. They do a very good job of handling your health. HIPAA has messed up all the medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the next one's doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to anybody you need to, EMS or first responders, emergency room, whichever professionals you want. You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price. I'm amazed. If this is one of those situations that if you are paying for your own health insurance, Health Excellence Select can really save you a lot of money. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to the phones. We got Hung Like Jesus calling. Hung, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, Mark, Johnny, Ray, and Chris, I think it is.
Yep.
Listen, I was a nuclear weapons specialist in the Air Force, and I did that for 4 years.
Talk right into the mic, Hung, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, I was a nuclear weapons specialist in the Air Force, and I worked on bombs, not missiles, but I do have better training in missiles. First of all, we have this thing called mutually assured destruction, which is complete insanity. So they launch theirs, we launch all of ours, and we just kill each other equally.
Yeah, that's the idea.
But anyway.
You can't just kill us. We'll kill you, too.
Yeah, it's just complete. I don't even understand that thinking. Anyway, like I said, I worked on bombs, and I was in New Mexico, Franklin Air Force Base. We have the arsenal. I mean, it is just unbelievable, the stuff that we have that's made strictly to kill people. We had a bomb called the Beast something. I can't remember, and that's been some years ago. We had three of them there, huge bombs. I'm 6'2". I could walk into the back of the bomb without even ducking. That's how big this bomb was. Now, three of these bombs, they went off in the exact same location at the very same time. It was told to us it would knock the Earth off of its axis.
Wow.
This is the kind of stuff that we have. This is the insanity that humans to do. This is now, what kind of sense, why would you ever need something like that?
We have to have a state to keep the street criminals in line, and then the different states we have have differences with each other, so then they have an arms race, which results in a bomb that's three stories tall.
Yeah, Russia might have one.
Well, I don't. I'm not sure what Russia has. We didn't talk about it. But I can tell you that we had more stuff than we'd ever need. I mean, two or three planets could use what we had. And when they were closing, and this is when I was in, they were closing the bases in Europe, and they were bringing all the bombs back
right
to the States. And I was at a depot, so all the bombs came back to us, and we had to do whatever we had to do to them. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying anyway. It was a constant flow of 18-wheelers bringing in just absolute craziness. And, you know, we had some people who were conscientious objectors who just couldn't do it because they didn't realize the scale of what we were doing before we did it, because we were in tech school. They say you're going to be working on nuclear weapons, but they don't give you the scale. And to be a part of that, they used to refer to us on the mountain. They used to refer to us as mushroom farmers. That was some sort of cute little thing they used to refer to us, I think we were 463s, I think that was the name, the job classification was. They refer to us as mushroom farmers, being that when the bomb hits the ground, it makes a mushroom cloud.
Right.
It was really cute to call us mushroom farmers.
A little gallows humor.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't think it was cute. But anyway, you know, that's really all I have. I just want to opt out of this complete, this whole thing. I just want to go to another planet and just, you know, I know that sounds crazy. I'm not serious.
It is. I mean, the whole thing's crazy. You want somebody to work within this apparatus that's designed essentially to blow up the planet. Of course, that's going to drive somebody nuts. I mean, that's crazy talk.
Yeah, it was insanity. And like I said, that's all I have. I just wanted to put that in.
Thanks, Hung. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
855-450-3733, or you can call in on Skype like Hung, like Jesus did there, and the audio, you admit, when he's talking into the mic, it sounds great. And I think Free Talk Live is one of the very few shows that takes that kind of audio. So what do you think? Is Hung Like Jesus just a big wimp because he couldn't handle this notion that, he's dealing with these bombs that apparently if you drop three of them at once in one place, it'll knock the Earth off its axis.
No, he's absolutely right to have had those feelings. A normal person, when they contemplate the sort of destruction that one of those bombs can cause, will recoil because it's disgusting. It's gross. A private citizen, a private actor, is their ambition is limited by the world and what other people will give to them. But a state is really only restrained by its imagination, and it always needs more, and it needs bigger, and it needs the explosions to be bigger.
And what I find interesting is, you know, we can talk about destruction on this level, extinction level, which is what we'd be talking about. No, just wipe out all life on the planet.
It does make one wonder if it would just wipe out everybody.
It would. It would.
They could.
And we talk about nuclear winter and all the things that go along with that. I grew up in the Cold War, so all this stuff's fresh in my mind. But we will violate every U.S. citizen's rights 7 ways to Sunday because they may have a dirty bomb, which could affect a few city blocks. You know, we will shut down airports. We will search your bags. We will run you through scanners. We will do background checks. We will deny you the ability to get on a plane because of a friend of a friend. You know, that's the world we live in. But nobody seems to take that and point it back at the government and say, guys, I mean, really? This is where we're at.
Well, one of the things about, the U.S. government, I guess, is as somebody who doesn't worry about these things too much, I guess I would say, well, they've had these things my whole life, and they haven't fired them yet.
Not yet.
Maybe they just won't. I mean, I would hope they wouldn't. What do you think? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, or username lrn.fm on Skype, 855-450-FREE.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Apparently, I mean, you know, it's pretty obvious during this election campaign that Russia has come up more times than, I don't know, any election in recent history. It seems like the Clinton campaign is trying to paint Trump as some kind of confederate with the with Russia. And, you know, Clinton is talking tough about Putin and what's going to go on in Syria and these sorts of things. And it's kind of frightening when you consider the United States really hasn't been to war with anybody who has any real weaponry in a long time. There have been these proxy wars, Korea,
sure,
Vietnam, where both sides kind of fought through other folks. So they had to be careful. And whereas, you know, I don't want to pick a fight with a nation that's got nuclear weapons. Thanks very much. I'm just not interested in that.
Right.
And apparently there's this weird FAA warning.
Yep. FAA issuing a NOTAM or a notice to airmen for an area of Montana that doesn't seem to be populated by anything except for intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear bombs on their heads. In this area, and a notice saying that there will be missile launches on Saturday, which has come and gone, and we haven't heard anything about it, but it was just very strange.
Are there any other, what is this? This is just to pilots, right? Hey, pilots.
Yes, any pilots. And this is specifically to like commercial aircraft and private pilots and things like that. You know, look out, a volcano may be going off in this area, so be careful when you go through there. But this one was in Montana, in an area very close to a very large nuclear missile base, Malmstrom. And it's been there. Now, I also went out and searched the FAA for the word missile in any other context. And the only other notices to airmen I could find were like large-scale tests in the Pacific or warnings about North Korea or, you know, big events, you know, things that pretty much make headlines.
Makes
you
sense,
know?
Yeah.
But again, just this one thing that pops up in the middle of Montana.
And nobody mentions it.
And nobody, did not hear this.
The media doesn't say anything about the possibility that there's missile tests going on in Montana.
Yeah, and this got some play in the kind of alt media, you know, not the just your regular alternative media, but I would say some of the more fringe elements. But they're absolutely
this
right.
This is from the FAA's website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is
call
something
it
you...
alt if you want to. I mean, the FAA isn't particularly alt. They sent out a press release. Nobody else covered it.
Right. Yeah, except for a few sites. I was referring to the websites that were out there. But yes, it is definitely odd.
Let's go to Parker. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live, calling in on Skype.
Hey, Mark. Hey, other host whose name I don't know at the moment.
Johnny
hey,
and Parker. Chris.
How you doing?
Hey, so you guys have been talking about Russia and the United States and the potential for war. Mark, you said something just before the last break about, like, what could happen as a end result in this election. Could you recap on that real fast?
I don't know. You tell me.
You said something to the effect of, like, either Hillary Clinton will get in and there's that route, or Trump could get in, and then Hillary could be all like, "Yeah, we're not going to acknowledge that." That wasn't me.
That's my co-hosts here suggesting that something could happen.
Right. I had said earlier that the stories about the Russians hacking the election machines in Iowa and so forth could be used as a pretext to. What do you call it when you make something?
Undermine the election?
Yeah, undermine the election results that aren't favorable to them.
Events. Well, one thing I'm kind of wondering is, like, what is the likelihood of the United States government and the Russian government and all of their allies going to war with one another, and then what is the likelihood that that war could go nuclear?
Well, I mean, my two cents in this.
One more sec. One before anybody goes. Nuclear.
Sorry.
Quite all right. Just my two cents on that idea. I think what we have in today's world compared to like the Cold War era is a very different Russian leader. Well, we've got a guy who's number one, has a lot of cojones, and he...
That's kind of his thing, right?
Like, it is.
Take a picture of me riding shirtless, riding a horse shirtless.
Right, and I'm going to fight a bear. And I'm get me with this fully automatic weapon. He loves stuff like that.
I mean, he does everything but let people smack him with 2x4s.
Yeah. Vladimir Putin doesn't take any crap from anybody. I think that's
he's
a safe way.
He's also ex-KGB, and he's kind of comfortable with... One might presume that he's kind of comfortable with a Cold War.
Yeah. And not that the Russians haven't had a long string of leaders that did have experience in the KGB or foreign service and things like that. Oh, they usually do. But he's very much like that. The other thing I think we could acknowledge is that the United States is weaker today militarily and at least in our... It's not the Bush years where we were asserting ourselves everywhere we went.
Really?
We're still messing around, but we're still more messing around than we're actually going in and saying, you know what, we're going to put 50,000 boots on the ground, we're going to fly nonstop airstrikes and things like that. There was sort of this vacuum in Syria that the Russians did step into, and they say, hey, if you guys aren't going to do it, we'll do it. And that's kind of where we're at. It's just my take.
Yeah. And not only that, but... Jason Stapleton pointed out on the first segment of his show, I think on Thursday...
I'm not familiar with Jason Stapleton's show.
Oh, you should totally listen to his show. It is really good. It comes on...
Is it called the Jason Stapleton Show?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
And Tom Woods likes it, so you should like it.
Yeah. So, but he basically pointed out that the United States has started, I think the United States has deliberately or inadvertently, I'm pretty sure deliberately, gotten involved in the Yemen war between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. So there's that. But if a war
does
break...
Do you mean by having their destroyer fired upon?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they... Yeah, basically.
Or lurking right off the coast the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, you put a destroyer out there, somebody's liable to throw something at it.
I think Yemen and Saudi Arabia are allied against the Houthi rebels within Yemen.
Yeah, it's sort of difficult to really discuss it. States don't go against states much anymore. It's all... rebellions and ethnic stuff. We just don't have wars much anymore.
Not much anymore. One thing I would like to point out is that if in the event that Russia and the United States do end up going to war, this would be the perfect pretext or the perfect opportunity for us to use everything we have at our disposal to overthrow the United States government, because the United States would be so occupied with fighting a foreign power that has the capabilities and the means to obliterate the opponents that it's not going to be worried about fighting and defending against us.
Wait a second. So, first off, who's we?
Secondly, I'm kind of liking this. Go ahead.
How are you, because you said we, so you and your buddies, whoever those might be, going to overthrow the U.S. government? What's the plan?
Okay, well, you have to start off small for one thing. Like, you take...
It's not a small government.
True.
The other side of that, as far as tropes that you might trot out, might be, you must strike quickly and to the heart, right? Like, I don't, start going small, so tell me exactly. Go on.
Okay,
you want to take out Rhode Island?
The idea that I have in mind is you take every person that would want to go along with this would need to take out the state armories and the... And you'd have to take out the armories. You'd have to take the
not you. Please don't put this.
Welcome to Rebellion Talk Live.
Second person at all.
Too far?
Well, too far for me.
Parker. I definitely got where he was going with that, and I don't think I.
I've got a lot to say on this subject. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts? When's a good time to take over the U.S. government? I have no idea.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. None of you called in to rebut young Parker, who suggested that now's the time, or, you know, when the United States goes to war against Russia, presuming that this occurs, and I'm hoping it does not, that's the perfect time to take over the U.S. government. And, well, I've got some things to say about that. The number, 855-450-3733. By the way, Parker called in on Skype, and you can too. Our username is lrn.fm, and you'll note that he sounded very, very good. But before we do, I want to tell you, look, you've got the smartphone in your pocket, right? And we're on the sort of cusp, I believe, of some real changes in the world. But right now, it's not the smartphone. It's not the processor that's holding you back. It's the phone plan. It's the data. It's the amount. Even if you have unlimited data, you're going to get throttled if you use too much data. So you need to sort of use it sparingly. We have a solution for you, and that's the Liberty Radio Network's Audio On Demand Listen Line, or Learnadl. Anyway,
that's catchy.
Anyway, we've got a telephone number, and you can find all this stuff, by the way, at listen.freetalklive.com. But we have a number for you. It's 641-793-9660. And if your cell phone, you know, has long distance, like every cell phone I've had for 20 years, then you're in good shape, and it should be just fine. You know, obviously, it counts against your minutes and all that stuff. But otherwise, this is a great way. If you've got unlimited minutes and no long distance, you can listen to the show without using your data. This is how I listen, and it's great. You can listen to just a whole bunch of different options that we have there between Liberty Radio Network, Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, Freedom Fiends, and many, many other shows. We just had Derek J. of Cop Block Radio here and Flaming Freedom in the studio. It was a joy to see him for a moment, but, you know, we're on live radio, so get out. Anyway, check them out. It's at listen.freetalklive.com. It's the audio on demand. Listen live. First off, if you take over, the first biggest problem with taking over the United States government is then you've got the United States government. What do you do with it now? You've got it. Secondly, let's look at
can we stop?
Go ahead.
Hang a close sign on it. Okay. Now, next, please continue with your thought.
So we have some history to look at. Somehow Great Britain just barely lost the Revolutionary War while fighting, being in a Cold War situation with France. Don't forget that Napoleon, during the War of 1812, the Great Britain burned the White House down and would have retaken the United States had it not been for fortuitous hurricane while they were at war with France. Okay? Right, Waterloo, 1815, I believe, 1814, something like that. War of 1812, I'm reasonably certain that was somewhere around 1812. All these things are going on at the same time. The United States is easily able to defend itself against a ragtag bunch of, rifle bearers,
scrawny libertarians.
Yeah, right.
Well, it wouldn't be that. It would be painting them as, Russian paid infiltrators, ne'er-do-wells, who are under the pay of our arch enemy who we're fighting this horrible war with.
Chris, you're better at this lying thing than I am. I mean, I never even entered my mind that they would lie about the people they were fighting.
Of course they would. They would.
I mean, of course they would. They've got to get the soldiers to fire on them somehow, and it doesn't take much. When they're killing people in the Middle East with remote control airplanes, you don't think they've got that here? You're not going to take the U.S. government down. Right now, the U.S. government is a greater military than the next 10 nations combined. No. There is no fighting the U.S. government. Do not even consider for a moment fighting the U.S. government. It's also worth pointing out that Erica Chenoweth, and her co-author, but I always remember her name because we had her on the show, wrote Civil Resistance and Why It Works or something. I'm having a difficult time pulling it up, but, Google that, Erica Chenoweth and, Civil Resistance, and you should come up with it. She wrote about resistance movements from 1900 to 2000, and we're 16 years from that date, and said that basically, it was twice as effective to hold, strikes and all kinds of civil resistance than it was to do armed combat. Because, essentially, since 1900, nations are able to produce these armaments that regular folks aren't able to do. There's just nothing you can do against them. You and your AR-15, you're not going to be able to do much. And whereas you can get a lot more people to work with you if they don't have to die at the end of the plan. So whatever your plan is, it should be nonviolent in nature, and you're much more likely to succeed. By the way, we did, in questioning Erica Chenoweth, she pointed out that, conceded that not only was civil resistance twice as effective, but that was just aggregated over the course of a century. Essentially, it was less effective in 1900 and more effective in 2000. So it was more effective than twice effective by the year 2000, perhaps maybe three times as effective. She didn't do that research because that wasn't what she was looking to prove, is that it was becoming more effective over time. But the fact is that she could tell just from memory and looking at these that it was becoming more effective. So civil resistance, meaning nonviolent resistance, is significantly more effective, and you can get more people to do it than violent resistance.
I don't disagree. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I'd like to add that, me personally, I know that the state and the concept of the state is intellectually bankrupt because the state is required to use violence to enact its agenda. People will not pay their taxes unless there's the threat of shackles and imprisonment or death in order to compel them to do so. That's how I know they're wrong about all their ideas, because people won't go along with it willingly. They must be forced. So
Hold on. Do you think that a company should be able to use a force to get paid? An organization should be able to use force to get paid for what they do?
No, I don't think so.
No? So you're sort of against debtors' prisons and those sorts of things?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, because at some point or another, you can, like, use the U.S. government to get paid by, like, theft of services. You know, if I do something for you, you decide you don't want to pay me, then I can call the government to get paid.
Yeah, I think the world works with other means.
Okay, go ahead.
Reputation-based means, that sort of thing. So if you yourself, as a freedom fighter, want to engage in violence to achieve your ends, then you're not going to have credibility with me and people like me. And I am legion.
There are a lot of people that feel that way.
All right, I'll play devil's advocate a little bit here.
All right.
It may be a very effective way to affect change, and I think we've seen that, particularly in the last 20, 30 years.
Violence? Affect change?
No. Okay. Ms. Chenoweth has been talking about.
Civil resistance.
Thank you.
Look at Black Lives, well, not Black Lives Matter, they're not violent, but some of the riots that have gone on in, say, Ferguson and Baltimore and these sorts of places, and you can see that there has been some change. I mean, at this point, many of these municipalities are giving in to rioters, so you can say that that has had some effect.
Right. But I will also, instead of looking at the last 50 years, look at the last 2,000 years. And I think it would be short-sighted to believe that no significant change ever occurred because people rose up against their oppressors.
Absolutely.
And sometimes when that oppressor uses violence, there may be no other alternative. And I think what we see now, I mean, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist kind of guy, but I just get the feeling that we get played a lot. I'm not so concerned about this election because I don't really believe that either puppet really is really in control. I believe people pull the strings, people with lots of money and things like that. And I think their goal is control of us. And I'm not sure that we ever get there through purely peaceful. That's the path I'm on. I'm with you, Johnny Ray, on that. Let's go the peaceful path. But I will never rule out that there may come a time for a revolution.
I think that you need to be prepared to protect yourself and your family. And that's about where I am. The number, 855-450-3733. Love to hear your opinion. 855-450-3733.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.